Hello, my noobs. Season 2, Episode 5. Welcome. I am your host, Jessica. Reminder for all the noobs to visit thepaperbacknoob.com. I have all of the podcast episodes listed on there, even from Season 1. And read my blog. I have a blog on there. I do write. I don't just speak. Speaking of the blog, I posted a piece today that I'd like to read on the podcast, and I'll be discussing how to face your inner critic. So here it goes. I have great difficulty engaging in public forums or writer's workshops. I'm a catastrophizer and excel at making up horror stories in my mind. I hold my cursor over the submit link with legendary pause. I've made up a name for this phenomenon. demon. The demon is called the critic. The critic deems me unworthy, lacking talent, and oppresses me like no other. The critic calls me names and insults my imperfections. The critic turns the volume on blast and conjures negative comments on writing forums. Let me get this out of the way. You all have a critic. You will never rid yourself of the inner voice. It lurks and seizes every moment you let yourself slip, clinging to your self-doubt. Now, swallow that for a moment. Let yourself sit with that knowledge and discomfort. This is the first step to inner revolution and personal growth. You're going to hear the negativity. You're going to fuck it up. Probably more than once. You can't let these obstacles deter you. The key here is to turn the volume down on the critic. Let it become a whisper to leave space for compassion. Compassion is rolling with the mishaps, sending your rejected manuscript onto the next opportunity, and letting yourself heal the bruises Mr. Critic created. We rise, even when we fall. Let's keep writing. I hope that helps some of my noobs who are struggling. I've been thinking about writing this piece for my blog, and I finally wrote it today, mainly because I was looking at forums to join and writers' workshops and things like that. And the first thought when I start searching on Google for a writing forum is that I don't want to post my work. I don't want to post my work because I don't want to be critiqued. And then that compassion voice comes in and says, well, how else are you going to learn? How else are you going to get better? How else are you going to learn how to publish, what to do, how people think about my writing? So basically my point to this blog article and about this podcast episode today is about distress tolerance. And distress tolerance is something that I make a focus in therapy with my clients. For example, if I have a client with obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, I may work with them to tolerate not washing their hands one less time than normal. So maybe they wash their hands 30 times a day, but I'm going to speak to them about tolerating one less hand washing session per day. Even though it's super uncomfortable, it's deeply uncomfortable, that is a part of the change process. We work through that pain, we sit with the challenges, and eventually we strengthen our distress tolerance muscle. Things that once seemed impossible become more attainable. That client with OCD is working their way down to washing their hands to 10 times per day, and so forth. So again, tolerating that distress, sitting with the discomfort, letting yourself feel anxious, letting yourself feel worried, letting yourself feel scared, sitting with it, turning down the volume, and writing anyway. Or maybe you go on that date anyway. Whatever you're nervous about, whatever your self-doubt is, your inner critic, that voice can be controlled. Don't let it control you. Okay, noobs, that's all I have for you today. Checking out now. Let's keep writing.